Badewanne, Podcast und Herbst? Das wird nur getoppt von Altours, Reisen und günstig. Denn auch wenn dein Schaumbad zum Träumen von sonnigen Breitengraden einlädt, echte Südsonne bleibt unschlagbar. Und Altours hat einfach die besten Ziele für dich. Ägypten, Kanaren, Griechenland, Türkei, Karibik. Nicht träumen, Altours buchen. Alles drin, alles gut, alles für dich. Altours, alles aber günstig. Jetzt im Reisebüro oder auf altours.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom at Disney Camp and Can Stevie Wonder See? They're all coming up right after this.
Hello and welcome to Spit Take Theater. This week's Spit Take Theater presentation, a meeting with the boss.
Come on in, Steve. Have a seat. Yeah. Like a cup of coffee?
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Great. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Good coffee, isn't it?
It's real good.
Well, you're probably wondering why I called you in today.
Yeah, I was.
Well, I've been looking at your figures, and frankly, Steve, they're just not up to what we've projected, and you're fired.
I'm what?
Steve, you're fired. We're going to have to let you go. Sorry.
But why?
Well, you're just not performing up to our expectations. We do these projections each and every year. And it's a bottom line thing, Steve.
Oh, I thought it was because I was sleeping with your wife.
This has been Spit Take Theater. Join us next week for another edition of Spit Take Theater.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom. I got a couple things for you.
I'm fresh from Disney World.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to enjoy
yourself. The best thing, we went to the so-called character breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, how nice.
Always fun.
You know who came?
Who?
Goofy came out, and so did Mickey and Minnie. The girls went berserk.
Oh, you got your A-list there.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah.
It was the best. So, that
was Goofy the only one that came?
don't ruin it. Don't get on full.
You're the one that started with an erection in the cab.
You know how Goofy sounds like when that happens?
That's exactly right.
I enjoyed, of course, the Hall of Presidents. It's so accurate when they introduce each president. Most of them just nod. The Clinton robot actually leaned over and winked at some hot chick in kind of a low.
Oh, Bill, you rascal!
You know, some heavy naturals in a low slung, sweaty
top. Sure.
Yeah,
he likes the ladies.
Oh yeah. Nixon tried to defend himself. People really do. I love it. It's so funny. People boo at certain presidents. They applaud for Kennedy. Like, okay, look.
Earlier we were talking about Pat Godwin sent his son off to camp the first time, and we were talking how wonderful camp is.
Yeah, I loved camp. You learn a lot of lessons about life at camp.
So we wanted your stories out there about your sending your kids to camp, or maybe your own personal story of being to camp. Hello, morning morons and Christy.
Hello.
I sent my kid to camp in 1987. I wish I could tell you how it went for him. I'm sure he's having a great time, as he has not yet returned.
Oh, that's good.
Now, Christy, you said you went to a camp, what is it, Formosa, Ranchero, whatever?
Rancho Formosa.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I also went to Rancho Formosa, which stands for what, Chick?
Cheese Ranch.
About 40 kids were gathered in a field at dusk for a special activity. One of the guys sat in a bee's nest.
Oh, all right.
Screaming in pain.
Yeah.
We all ran for our lives. The kid got stung 50 times. Thank you, Mark.
Yikes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did all your neighbor kids, friends, all go to camp as well?
Growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, to a bunch of different camps, yeah.
Yeah, because that is very much a cultural thing, I think.
Very much so.
Very much so.
You, really? I don't know.
Yes.
No, but you grew where growing up where you grew up it would
around,
seem like a very normal thing for
yes.
you. Not
yeah.
for me, not for Christy.
Yeah, not really not for me either.
No. None of us. It was
you went to like Bible camp?
Yeah. Well, but how long was it?
A week.
The Bible? Well, see, it's not as long as Ayn Rand, the Fountainhead, or Atlas Shrugged. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, when you can write a book longer than the Bible, that takes balls.
I want to say 5 days.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah, when I would go, it was three.
On the seventh day, you rest.
Weekend.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, there were different types of camps. It was Boy Scout camp. There were camps that had religious affiliations.
Where I was leading up to. That's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very big thing among that community to send their children to camp all summer.
That's great. Well, I mean, you know.
Hence the popularity of that Alan Sherman song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've been told that without the beard, I could play Alan Sherman in a biopic.
Oh, yeah. You could.
That's true. With the glasses and... The chubby...
lit cigarette.
Yeah. First of all, you're not chubby. You're very handsome.
Well, thank you. But I am chubby.
No.
I can be handsome and chubby.
Sure.
No, that's impossible. Nah.
What? You're not chubby. You're perfect. Just well, the way you
you're very sweet, but...
No. Put your pants back on.
Hello, mother.
Oh, come on.
Hello, father. Here I am at...
I'm going to rhyme...
Camp Granada.
Granada and father.
Pronounce it like that.
Funny. Speaking of pants.
That was a huge hit, by the way.
Yeah.
You say so.
No, that was a charted hit.
Who charted?
Number one. He's looking at me like, huh? There's your argument.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Right. We just talking.
How about that now?
We were talking the other day about the early days when we were both radio babies. The Casey Kasem countdown would actually arrive at the radio station in...
An unmarked van.
In a record. On a record, didn't it?
Yeah. There would be record albums, and then you would play them, and there would be, that had the commercials and everything right in them.
Right. And then every now and then, you would be, I don't know, drunk from the night before.
Yes.
You'd replay the first hour after the second hour played.
Oh, and, boy.
Yeah, and then you'd realize it about halfway through, going, I think we already did 41. What the hell?
But didn't you like the countdown? I love the countdown.
No, I loved it too.
I
sure did.
I like the countdown. I don't know why he stopped doing it.
He died, Chick.
Oh, yeah.
Is he in the ground yet? Wasn't there a whole thing where his frozen body was just being shipped here?
His wife and his kids were fighting over it.
It wasn't his body in Norway or something?
Somewhere.
Yeah. It was something real weird.
Keep your feet in the ground and your body in a sack. Okay. Your eyes in the rainbow and your ass in a sling.
Whatever. I like that. Your ass in a sling. We were also talking about Stevie Wonder being blind or not.
Right.
Let's see. Dear Bob and Tom, you look it up. Stevie Wonder can see. These people are called Stevie Wonder truthers.
Okay.
This is absolutely a fact.
Yeah.
Dear Bob and Tom, if you YouTube Shaq on the NBA countdown, he tells the story of when he lived in the same building as Stevie. And Shaq said he was coming to the studio one day, and Stevie drove by him in the underground parking garage and shouted out the window, "Hey, Diesel," and drove right by me.
That's what Shaq said. So not only is he driving, he recognized, well, I guess you could recognize Shaq if you were half-blind.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But, man.
Why do people waste their time with these conspiracy theories?
What do you mean? And then evidently there's some sort of video online, and I've watched it, and I don't see it, but Stevie knowing where a microphone is before it reaches his mouth, or he can grab it with his hand.
I mean, he's been blind for decades. Of course he knows
that.
Yeah.
It's
might be by the piano.
I believe it's labeled proof positive. Stevie can see.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Well,
you have to have a conspiracy.
Well, he could just go one of these days, come out on stage and go, ta-da!
Gotcha.
If you're going to be a conspiracy moron, at least pick a conspiracy that has meaning. It would be utterly meaningless if Stevie Wonder had been faking all these years. This is like an Andy Kaufman stunt.
I'm sure he's gotten special treatment because of it.
Sure,
it's not fair.
Oh, poor Stevie. He's a prodigy.
Stevie Wonder is a genius.
He is a genius.
And he is sadly blind. And if you believe this, go to a psychiatrist or jump off a building now. You are an utterly worthless human being.
So you're doubting the word of Shaq. Huh.
Yeah.
That's what Shaq said. Hey, Diesel.
What does Shaq get out of lying about this?
Yeah. Why would he lie?
Yeah, just makes him look like a comedian. Fool.
Because he's talking to morons and he wants to... Yeah, I saw Steve. Yeah, you're right, buddy. Stevie can see. I saw him. He was driving a car and he said, hey, Diesel. Shaq is he's humoring idiots. You think he wants to get into conversation with this guy? Oh, wait a second. What other conspiracies do you have? I know, dude. Lee Harvey Oswald was actually a woman, right? I've read the book.
Well, that is very compelling story of course, there. Yeah. I've seen what happened.
Yeah. Leona Oswald.
That's right. Yeah.
Jennifer Lee Harvey Oswald.
Dear Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. These conspiracy theories are ridiculous. I love your show. I listen every morning. You guys rock. Signed, Marley Matlin.
Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, a blind person can type, you know.
Well, she's deaf.
She's deaf.
She's deaf.
So she doesn't listen to the show.
I thought
obviously.
She was deaf, too.
No.
Oh, she's blind? Both deaf and blind?
No, she's just deaf.
That's the joke, you see. Never mind.
Oh, that would explain why you're laughing.
I just think the utter inappropriateness of it. No, my point is if you're really hooked up, if you spend a lot of your time thinking about whether or not Mr. Stevie Wonder, musical genius, is blind or not, you're an idiot. Just enjoy the music and get a life.
I think it's important to find out. We need to find out.
Quit name calling.
No, that's the problem with our society. There's not enough name calling.
The world deserves the truth.
Surrounded by morons, and no one will admit that they.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
So what I mean?
Donnie.
Hey, Christy, I heard you seen the Elvis movie.
I did.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it.
I did, too, although, you know, Elvis just had that thing with his upper lip.
Yeah.
You know, that snarl. Uh-huh. And Austin Butler can do it with both lips. So between that and the dance moves, at times it looked like Napoleon Dynamite was on stage again. But Tom Hanks is terrible. You could tell that whole fat suit was fake, waddling around like an antique Teletubby. But other than that, it was good. Man, I'm just out of energy, though.
Why?
Well, probably because of that whole... Summer Solfest we had last week.
Oh, the summer solstice?
Whatever it is, I know it's downhill from here if you do the math, because days are going to get shorter.
Right.
Leaves will be changing. And then I have to go turkey hunting with my Uncle Sonny with a Y. Mm. And then deer hunting with my Uncle Sonny with an I.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't like hunting?
Well, I just ain't good at it, Tom.
Oh.
I mean, now, hogging is different. You give me a basket of fried pickles, extra ranch, a last call, I'll come back 3 bags full and probably put a baby in her. But regular hunting, they've tried to teach me, but I just ain't in my blood. My Uncle Sonny always told me, take the gun in my hand, close one eye, and squeeze.
Right.
But that don't work. I tried giving that same advice to Rhonda Jenkins in the backseat of her car after small engine repair class. But apparently it was that time of the month, so even she had a 7-day waiting period.
Oh,
yeah. And the last I heard, she plays for the other side now.
Oh, really?
Anyways, the thing I hate most about hunting is waiting for the stupid animals to walk by and take the bait. You know, and sitting in a deer blind is the worst because you can't escape your uncle's nonstop jerky farts. Plus, you can't laugh because you'll spook the deers. It's like sitting in church and swatting them gnats that hover around wet dog peters in a bright orange vest. It's the same reason I don't like to fish. You sit on a muddy bank with a styrofoam carton of Walter crawlers. Meanwhile, the only thing biting is a swarm of skeeters around your ankles. Treating my legs like a mobile blood bank. And the main thing I want to get about fishing is catch and release. What's its purpose? Is it to make sure the fish learn a lesson so they don't get caught again? Because it didn't work for my idiot cousin Lonnie and him stealing catalytic converters.
Oh.
I swear to God, he got caught and released, then caught again, and now he's in county lockup till next Easter.
Yeah.
So why would it work for fish? Hey, that reminds me, I'm going to go renew my fishing license this week.
Oh, good.
Nothing worse than getting a $150 fine for accidentally catching a $3
car. Good point,
Donnie. Or probably five now with inflation.
Sure.
Hell, I bet you by September, even Walt's crawlers will be market price. Okay. All right,
okay. Thank you. It's very, very, very.
An Weihnachten geht's doch eigentlich um Gefühle. Naja, und um die Geschenke natürlich. Verpacke beides liebevoll. Mit tollen Geschenkinspirationen bei Douglas. Nur du kennst deine Lieblingsmenschen so gut und landest deshalb einfach immer einen Volltreffer. Mit wunderbarer Kosmetik, Pflegeprodukten und Düften bei Douglas. Und bei dir bleibt die Gewissheit, die größte Freude gemacht zu haben. Also, verschenke das Douglas-Gefühl.
Hi there, I'm Nicole Khalil, host of This Is Woman's Work, where together we're redefining what it means, what it looks and feels like to be doing woman's work in the world today. From boardrooms to studios, kitchens to coding dens, we explore the multifaceted experiences of today's woman, confirming that the new definition is whatever feels true and right and real for you. We're torching the old playbook and writing our own rules. Who runs the world? You decide. Follow and listen to This Is Woman's Work, part of the Believe Network, on your favorite platform.
According to The Takeout, two companies are launching flavor-enhancing perfumes. Perfume for you and for your food. Portland-based ice cream company called Salt and Straw has created the Culinary Perfume line. Not only will the perfumes make you smell like dessert, they are also completely edible.
Really?
The company is encouraging fans to spray the perfume directly onto their ice cream for an added layer of flavor.
Wow. No.
No. If isn't the ice cream good, no one ever said, hey, you got any perfume? I really want to spice up my pizza roll.
Yeah. Well, if it tastes like pizza.
Yeah, if the perfume tastes like...
No, the pizza roll should already have the good flavor.
Well, it says it adds to it.
Adds to it. What's wrong about that?
But then you're also supposed to wear it as a perfume?
Mm-hmm. No. Did it say that?
Yeah.
It means you want to walk in, hey, I smell like cinnamon toast today.
Yeah. Oh. What's with all these bees and ants? Oh, that's right. I'm wearing my ice cream cologne.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't you know?
There are quite a few perfumes out there that smell like food, apparently.
Josh, when you use A1 for perfume, do you put it on your pulse points?
You hear?
Yeah, I dab a little behind my ears, too.
And, he thinks you use A1 steak sauce.
Yeah. And sometimes I... yeah.
Cologne.
And when with Pam, I don't just apply that directly. I spray it in the air and walk through it.
Yeah. You know, it's too much to spray it on.
Right, right.
When I was a little kid, I remember the first time I saw toilet water my sister's bathroom. I'm thinking, what the hell?
Toilet.
Why? Shouldn't they have named it like kitchen water?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Now you're talking.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, I'd rather smell like hot dog water than toilet water. Toilet water's full of poop.
The perfumes will be released on National Ice Cream Day.
Christy, Tom is right. Toilet water is full of poop.
Yeah. I'm not
toilet water
him.
Would smell like poop.
I mean, cause
Christy,
the perfumes will be released on National Ice Cream Day, July 17th, my birthday.
Oh, you're gonna have some ice. What's your favorite ice cream, Christy?
Vanilla.
I'm with you. I agree.
Vanilla bean or French vanilla, not just vanilla.
It has the least flavor.
No, it's
the best.
Symphony flavor.
That's salted caramel.
Yeah, that's good too.
Oh, that's delicious. That is nice.
They will come in a cloud of cocoa, a swoon of citrus, and a plum of blooms.
Plum of blooms?
Yeah,
what does that even mean?
Not a plum, a plume of blooms.
Oh,
that
blooms.
Makes more sense.
Forgot the E. Yeah. Well.
So would you use this perfume? That's
no. Remember when I was in high school, when we were poor, the girls would wear vanilla.
Like just...
Vanilla extract? Yes.
It's got booze
absolutely.
In it.
Now, do you know that you're going to think I'm making this up? Do you remember the connection between beavers and vanilla?
Yes.
You're making this up.
No, we had this story.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true.
If you express the anal glands of a beaver.
Yes, this is completely true.
I forget what was that stuff called?
I
can look
Holstrom?
It up.
No.
Something like that.
Something like
yeah.
that, wasn't it?
Turdstrom?
Yes.
No, I got that.
It was Turdstrom.
From a beaver. Hey, we're getting Stevie Wonder jokes in now.
Oh, good. What's your favorite so far?
I heard you guys talking about Stevie Wonder and the fact he can see.
He cannot see.
The fact he can see.
Have you guys heard that Stevie Wonder is actually a horrible father?
Is that right?
Oh, come on.
He has 9 kids. He never sees them.
Here we go.
Never sees him.
This is from National Geographic.
Is it about Stevie Wonder?
No, it's about beaver butts. A secretion from beavers is used in vanilla flavoring.
Yeah.
The substance is called castoreum.
Castoreum.
Oh, that was it.
It's used extensively in perfumes and foods and at least has been for at least 80 years. The fragrant molasses-like slime is a combination of castor gland secretions and anal gland secretions.
Did anybody ask him to explain this?
No.
We all just said, yeah.
I couldn't remember what it was called, so I like that.
It says, due to the beaver's unique diet of leaves and bark, some secretions have a musky vanilla scent.
Boy.
I buy mine. I buy the right vanilla bean pods. I'm not going to use that.
You're going to get the dingleberries and cream.
No.
Not like the dingleberries and cream vanilla, please. I have a question. Who figured this out?
Yeah.
Who was?
See that beaver over there? Yeah. I'm going to go suck its ass. That's what I'm trying to do. Hey!
This tastes like one of Ben and Jerry's.
When it comes to sucking animal butts, I'm 1 for 100.
Oh,
jeez. This is pretty good.
Finally, a winner.
A lot and better say, than that wildebeest we had last week.
And when they say something is vanilla, it's boring. I say no. This beaver almost clawed out my eyes.
To college thinking I'd find a great career. I won't get rich, but found my niche was babes and bars and beer. I skipped my morning classes, I didn't want to go. I spent my time searching for that hairy buffalo. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, let's have another beer. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I'm in my fifth college year. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, this campus life is great. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I hope I never graduate. A toga party with Lynchburg lemonade. We all got drunk and headed for a midnight panty raid. We broke into the Kappa house, but no one seemed to care. It seems the girls of Kappa Row don't wear underwear. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, let's have another beer. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I'm in my sixth college year. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, this campus life is great. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I hope I never graduate. Sid, come here. Tell them that great story about the football game.
We went to the football game avoiding all the cops. The other guys were drinking beer. I was chugging schnapps. Someone scored a touchdown, although I couldn't see, because I was busy puking on the guy in front of me. His overcoat was ruined, and I felt really bad. He turned around, I puked again. It was my girlfriend's dad.
Chug-a-lug-a-lug, let's have another beer. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I'm in my seventh college year. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, this campus life is great. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I hope I never graduate. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, let's have another beer. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I'm in my eighth college year. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, this campus life is great. Chug-a-lug-a-lug, I hope I never graduate.
My date's dead. I was chugging that schnapps, and then I had those two hot dogs and that cracker jacket. I just blew chow all over his coat, and the little toy surprise landed right on his shoulder.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Draymond Green has a podcast. He was asking Mark Cuban why at the beginning of 2024, Cuban sold a huge part of his company.
He's like, did you see how much money I got? I'm sure there's a more graceful answer than that. But dude, I bought it for $200 million and sold it for $6 billion. Like, what the heck?
Of course I don't think it was that much more graceful than that.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.